The University of Alaska is recommending elimination of 6 sports teams under the cost-saving proposal rolled out at an Anchorage press conference by UA President Jim Johnson today. The University of Alaska Fairbanks would lose its cross-country ski teams, and the University of Alaska Anchorage would drop its ski and indoor track squads. President Johnson described it as a difficult day for the university.
And most difficult for the student athletes who are affected.
Johnson says elimination of the ski and track programs will affect 95 athletes and save $1.2 million. He says the ski and track programs were targeted after considering several factors.
The cost of the programs, the number of participants, the opportunities for fundraising, the opportunities for intrastate competition, Title IX, gender equity requirements, and GNAC conference requirements.
Johnson underscored the decision to eliminate teams is the result of $50 million in state funding cuts since 2015. Sports are one of 23 university areas being looked at for cost savings. But Johnson says teams cannot be eliminated without NCAA approval.
Asking the NCAA to allow us to reduce the number of teams at each of our universities to below the NCAA 10-team minimum rule.
That would be a first for the NCAA, and UAF ski coach Nick Crawford says he's holding out hope that his ski teams will be saved.
Going through this waiver process and whatnot, I think I have a lot of confidence that that the NCAA will uphold its kind of values there of supporting many opportunities for student athletes, regardless of whether you just play a bigger sport like basketball, hockey, or football.
If denied the waiver, the university will alternately request letting UAA and UAF combine their sports programs as a way of meeting the 10-team minimum. Even if the NCAA agrees to either proposal, President Johnson stressed the decision to eliminate the teams is ultimately up to the UA Board Regents. That could happen as early as next month. If approved, the ski and track programs would cease at the end of the school year. But student athletes who choose to stay at UAA or UAF would be offered an additional year of scholarships.